Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on a male named James Morgan, M-O-R-G-A-N. As per the medical records provided, James Morgan was seen at urgent care on 4/11/22. Period. He underwent x-rays of his knee as well as an exam. Period. He was diagnosed with a sprain of a knee. Period. X-ray showed degenerative joint disease but no acute fracture. Period. He was then seen on 4/20/22 by Dr. Spagnuola, S-P-A-G-N-U-O-L-A. Period. He ascertained the claimant fell and twisted his knee at work and felt a pop in it. Period. Since then, he had difficulty ambulating and pain on mostly on the medial aspect of his knee. Period. He has no other complaints. Period. He had an exam. And x-rays that showed minimal degenerative changes, but no evidence of fractures. Period. Diagnoses were sprain of the medial collateral ligament and tear of the medial meniscus. Period. He ordered physical therapy, as well as an MRI. Period. MRI, the knee was done on 5/3/22 to insert here. Period. Just include the impressions. On 5/26/22, Dr. Spagnuolo performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. Mr. Morgan followed up post-operatively over the ensuing weeks through 7/25/22. At that time, he still had some pain in his knee from his arthritis that was there prior to his work-related injury. The meniscus has been treated appropriately, but he has no joint line tenderness and a negative McMurray sign. Dr. Spagnuolo prognosticated some of his knee pain will persist. He was to continue with a home exercise program and an occasional over-the-counter anti-inflammatory. He was discharged from orthopedic care at maximum medical improvement. Period. Clinical exam found no evidence of effusion. Period. Range of motion was from 0 to 130 degrees. Period. He has a varus deformity, which is partially correctable. Come up with some tenderness over the medial femoral condyle. Period. There was no joint line tenderness, and he had a negative McMurray sign. Period. There was no calf tenderness, and quadriceps strength was intact. Period. His gait was not documented, nor was his use of an assistive device. Period. New paragraph. On 4/11/22, Dr. Germann, G-E-H-R-M-A-N-N, performed an evaluation, period. He noted the claimant had a prior history of right knee arthroscopy in 1999, period. Upon exam, he has varus alignment of both knees. Period. The right knee has quadriceps atrophy. Period. He holds it in about 5 degrees of flexion. Period. He has a very mild effusion in the right knee. Period. The left knee ranges from 0 to 130 degrees, but on the right was from 5 to 130 degrees with crepitus. Period. He has medial joint line tenderness in the right knee, as well as some pain with patellar compression and inhibition testing. Period. He has no ligamentous instability in the anterior posterior or varus valgus planes. Period. Hip range of motion is full and symmetric. Period. He has no obvious motor or sensory deficits. Period. X-rays demonstrated essentially complete loss of the medial compartment with lesser involvement of the lateral and patellofemoral compartments in the knee, consistent with tricompartmental arthritis. Period. Dr. German noted in 1999 at arthroscopy, he was noted to have arthritic changes both on his MRI as well as his x-rays. Period. Intraoperatively, he had a full-thickness cartilage defect, comma, again consistent with his arthritis. Period. He believed Mr. Morgan symptoms were related to an exacerbation of his pre-existing arthritis. Grady thought Mr. Morgan could continue to work full duty, but was still having some significant discomfort. Dr. Gilman recommended a course of viscosupplementation. It is unclear whether he completed that, but Dr. Gilman anticipated he will have reached maximum medical improvement and should return back to work as tolerated without restrictions at that time. Observations about his gait or use of an assistive device were not given. In paragraph findings and conclusions, 1-4-11-22, James Morgan injured his right knee at work. As noted above, he was seen at urgent care and quickly came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Spagnuolo. Knee MRI was done on 5-3-22 to be inserted here. Period on 5-26-22, he had surgery to be inserted here. Period physical therapy and follow-up postoperatively through 7-25-22. Period, he had another exam by Dr. Gilman on 2-22-23. And we had comments regarding underlying arthritis. Period, he also learned Mr. Morgan had previously undergone arthroscopy of the right knee in 1999. There are some differences in the final physical exam of Dr. Spagnuolo and Dr. Gilman. Dr. Spagnuolo found full range of motion. He was deemed at maximum medical improvement. Dr. Gilman noted mild decrease in range of motion. This case will be rated for his intraoperative abnormalities of a medial meniscal tear, osteochondral lesion of the medial femoral condyle, and multi-compartment extensive synovitis. The latter two are likely unrelated to this incident. And that is the end.